Now we've come to the last division from chapters 10 through 36, and we have the division of the kingdom, and the emphasis now is upon the history of Judah. That is the line of David. The emphasis is not here upon the 10 tribes. What is it that is emphasized here in the history of Judah? Well, what we have here are five great periods of reformation and revival. And we want to pay particular attention to that because God emphasizes that in this section. Now, today we'll probably get to the first great period of reformation and revival under Asa. But now let's go back to chapter 10, and we find here Solomon has died, and now his son, Rehoboam, came to the throne. And I read chapter 10, verse 1. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. Now, we do not have that in Chronicles, but back in Kings, we were told that this man Jeroboam attempted to lead a rebellion even before the death of Solomon, and he had to flee for his life, and he went down into the land of Egypt, and he stayed there to the death of Solomon. And now he returns and, of course, continues to raise up the rebellion in the kingdom. Now, if this man Rehoboam had been wise and his judgment had been a little bit more mild and modest, he could have saved the splitting of the kingdom, the division that came about. But he did not. Now, we find that with Jeroboam back in the land, we read, and they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. In other words, the taxes were really the cause of all the dissension. I do not know whether you are aware of it or not. Not only here, but probably the thing that has caused the revolution and rebellion and the downfall of more nations than anything else is this matter of taxes. It's what brought the Roman Empire to its knees. It is what produced the American Revolution. Taxation without representation was our problem, and it brought about the Boston Tea Party and so on. And if taxes keep going up as they are, it's time for another Tea Party, because that is the thing that ultimately will wreck any people. And unfortunately, our representatives in the state and in our national government just don't seem to think that's the problem. They just continue to raise taxes. Now, that was the problem here. Solomon had put on a tremendous building program. It was very impressive. Not only did he build the temple, but we're told in Kings, he had built all sorts of palaces and buildings. It was a great building program. Well, that had to be paid for. And as a result, why, it caused an increase in taxes. Now, that gave Jeroboam here a lever whereby he could make a protest. And he came in to Rehoboam and he said, now look, your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we'll serve thee. Now, Jeroboam actually is very mild himself in his approach. He said, if you will reduce taxes, then we'll go along with you, but we won't unless you do. And so Rehoboam, he said unto them, come again unto me after 3 days. The people departed. That was a fair thing. It would give him an opportunity to look at what the indebtedness was, what was the wise thing to do. And the wise thing would have been to reduce taxes. Verse 6, and King Rehoboam took counsel with the old man that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? They spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they'll be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old man gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. Now this was definitely a breach here on the part of Rehoboam. He should have followed the wisdom of these men who had been counselors during the reign of Solomon. They knew what the situation was. But he turned to the young man, and unfortunately, why, the young men are saying, well, don't ease up. We want this picnic to continue. All of us have got public jobs, and those of us that are not eating out of the public trough, why, we'd like very much to get in a trough also, so let's don't reduce taxes. Now, will you notice, verse 10, the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. In other words, my dad came down on you heavy. I'm going to come down on you much heavier than that. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I'll put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions. That was probably the most foolish thing that this young man Rehoboam could have done. Now, verse 12, so Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day as the king bade, saying, Come again to me on the third day. Now, he gave them this awful judgment of the young man. And the king hearkened not unto the people. You see, the other counselors said, actually, your father did overtax them. Now, it's time to stop this building program, and it's time we stop all this government spending, and the time has come to reduce the taxes. And by the way, have you ever heard of any governments ever reduce taxes? Have you ever heard of any of our politicians, they all go into office, going to reduce taxes. I think I've voted for a half a dozen presidents, and every one of them is going to reduce taxes. Mine keeps going up. And I've been voting for governors, and I've been voting for mayors, and voting for different ones. And they all promise, but they never keep it. I never heard of a government reducing taxes. It always continues to go up. And that's exactly what was going to happen here. It's interesting, human nature never changes. And so, actually, what happened? It was this, verse 16, And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king. Israel now is really the 10 tribes. And Judah is Judah and Benjamin. And sometimes they're used interchangeably. In other words, sometimes the southern kingdom is called Israel. God looks at them as a unity, but they were divided over this. And so we read here in verse 16, they say, Now what portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all Israel went to their tents. And as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones that he died. In other words, Rehoboam sent a tax gatherer up there to gather taxes. They stoned him to death. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. Rehoboam didn't realize how incensed these people were. And now we read verse 19, And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And that is up to the time 2 Chronicles was written.